Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We had a lot go on between the last podcast we recorded and this one. Scott and I just got back from Don Sweeney's press conference. We had some Bruins get inducted into the Hall of Fame, which we can talk about. Jadeno Chara being one of them. We've had preseason schedules come out. We've had some more draft news come out. But the most important thing that's happened in between our last podcast and this podcast is what Brian has been tweeting about nonstop for the last 24 hours, maybe longer.
Five years.
And that is the Bruins finally dropped their new jerseys. And I think this is probably a fashion segment we have to do right off the top.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not the most important thing that's happened since our last podcast. This is the most important thing that has happened in the history of the Skate Podcast.
Oh, okay.
And I just want to say quickly, that was nice to not have to intro you guys for once. I just got to sit back and relax. Bridget was adamant before we started recording. Brian, this is a big day for you. I'm going to do the intro. You just sit back and relax. And yeah, they teed it up. This fashion segment is why we play the game. It's the fashion segment of all fashion segments. The Bruins have obviously released their new uniforms. They've rebranded back to their 1980s look. It dates back to really, I would say, the mid to late 70s, the Terry O'Reilly days, right through 1995. But I tweeted this morning, Pete Blackburn came on this podcast with us 4 years ago, guys. It's crazy how time flies, but he told us then that he had been hearing whispers of the Bruins rebranding to the 80s look at some point. So I've been patiently waiting for 4 years. I kept
I don't
my mouth
patiently. No,
Bridget, I kept my mouth shut. I never said one bad word about the Centennial jerseys. Not once. Of course I did. Of course I didn't like those jerseys. But anyway, yeah, let's get into it. You know, one gripe I have about the Bruins today, real quick, because we're going to get into their video that they put out about Charlie McAvoy and the Back to the Future video. But every other team, if they were to release uniforms, they would show the full uniform, both home and away. Not the Bruins. They always got to hold their cards tight to the vest. And they only showed us the home, or John Buglias actually said that maybe the whites will go back to be home jerseys in the future. But right now, they showed us the dark jerseys with dark socks. The white jerseys we have not seen on a player yet, but we know what they look like. And I think the socks will look the same, just in white. So as you guys can see on YouTube watching, it is pretty much the Cam Neely, Ray Bourque era jerseys. The only differences are no meth bears on the shoulders, which we knew. You have the Rapid 7 advertisement, which is pretty subtle, all things considered. And Bridget and Scott, interestingly enough, the shoulder patch that they do have, just one shoulder patch on the left shoulder, and the right shoulder is vacant. And Bridget's showing you guys on YouTube the socks. Yes, of course, the yellow socks is what I was clamoring for, but they kept black socks. They just mirrored the piping, the striping, stripe piping on the jerseys. If they're going to do black socks, this is as good as it can be. So all things considered, and if you watch on YouTube, Bridget just posted Scott's pops. But yeah, guys, I want to get your opinions on it. Overall, I'm going to give it a solid A, to between an A and an A plus. Like I said, the gold socks would have made it perfect for me, and the meth bear, but we all knew that that wasn't happening. So aside from that, I really can't complain about anything. I think they're beautiful.
Yeah, I'm with you. Same exact spot. They're a solid A, 94 out of 100. And the same two adjustments I'd make: throw meth bear on the shoulder and all yellow socks. But those are fairly minor gripes in the grand scheme of things, because otherwise these are pretty perfect. I think they might be the best They're certainly, you know what? Not might. They are. They're the best jerseys the Bruins have had since that era. They're way better than the 95 to 07 ones. And they're better than this most recent iteration too. They're better than the centennial season by a lot. They're just classic, and they look great, both the black and the white. They also corrected one of my biggest. So these are very similar to what they wore for the centennial game this past December against Montreal. Not identical, a couple subtle changes, including the socks. You'll see on YouTube, Bridget has up the centennial game uniform, and on those, the socks like started black at the top and then were yellow all the way down. And they also had more yellow going all the way to the bottom of the sleeves. So I think they upgraded the sleeves on these new ones. I still really like the socks, even though they are primarily black. Mm-hmm. And they fixed the nameplate on the back, which bothered me on the centennial game jerseys. They were just yellow with no outline, no white frame around it. And now they do have it. I don't think they actually put out those images, but I did see that the nameplates now are outlined, as are the numbers. So I think those look really good as well.
Yeah, it's odd to me that they didn't show the backside, like the jersey pictures that were released of Pastrnak and McAvoy didn't include, the first ones didn't even include the legs. and then eventually we got some with the legs so you could see the socks, and then yeah, not having the name, like not being able to see the nameplates and numbers. I don't know. I just figured, you know, as somebody who likes to be a photographer part-time and just for fun, I'm taking pictures from every angle, and I'm excited, and I'm post, and I know people want to see all of it. So yeah.
Well, that's why it was infuriating, because I was sitting here and listen, we saw the black jersey leak a couple of months ago, right? So we knew what that looked like, minus the lettering, the nameplates and the numbers. But what I wanted to see was, are they going to go to the yellow socks, and what does the white kit look like? And I imagine that the whites would look the same as the darks, just obviously in white, like the 80s jerseys were. But I wanted to see if they altered the white socks a little bit. So, of course, from the mid-70s to the mid-90s, their white socks were white with a black stripe, a thicker yellow stripe, and a thinner black stripe. I don't think they're going to do that with these. I think they're going to mirror the jersey piping, which I think on the white will actually look unreal. Like, I think that has a chance to look better than the white socks in the 80s and early half of the 90s. On the black jerseys, like you said, Scott, like the black socks, some people, depends who you ask. A lot of people like the gold socks. A lot of Bruins fans like the black socks because the stripes match the jersey, and it's more in sync. And I understand that. I think the socks are great. The only blemish on the dark jerseys is I do wish that there was a little bit of yellow on the collar. The collar is all black. I think that would have been a nice touch. But yeah, Scott, I'm with you. I think if we're ranking all-time Bruins jerseys, in my opinion, I think the jerseys from the mid-70s to the mid-90s would be number one. A very, very close second, razor thin, would be the Bobby Orr, Phyllis Pizzuto, Big Bad Bruins era jerseys. Then I would put these probably third. I would. And then I would put the 07 to 24 uniforms fourth, and then so on and so on. So ultimately, it's a great look. Oh, the logo's huge, by the way. The main logo, did you notice how big it is? It's significantly bigger than previous bees, spoked bees, but I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just something I noticed.
It does look pretty big. It does take up their whole stomach. But now, so I got a question for you guys then. Was Michael J. Fox right? They needed to go back.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Been saying it forever. And the coolest part about this is that these have always been my favorite Bruins jerseys over the course of their 100 years. Like I said, the Big Bad Bruins of the 60s and early 70s, I love those uniforms too. You can't go wrong with those either. But I've always loved the mid-70s to the mid-90s jerseys, but I missed them. Like, I grew up on the Joe Thornton era Bruins jerseys. I mean, I was born in 93, so I was alive when the Bruins still used them, but I don't remember them. So this is like my first time ever being able to actually see them live and in person on TV and stuff. So I'm extra pumped about that as well. I think you guys are probably in the same boat as me on that.
Yeah, I only like vaguely remember them. Like my first hockey memories watching the Bruins were like around the 94, 95, like right in that range. So like I maybe was following them the last season they wore these, but that would have been about it. So yeah, like a little bit of the Oates, Neely, Bork years, but yeah, I mean, for the most part, my childhood was all just like you guys. It was the ones with the yellow all down the arm. It went from the shoulder all the way down, like the outside of the elbow, which I think like, as a kid I liked because it was all I knew. And then you get older and you look back and you're like, those are certainly like the worst of any of the modern era Bruins jerseys, and would be probably pretty close to the bottom of the list if we actually went through and like ranked all their primary uniforms. But yeah, I mean, these are so sharp. And the video announcing it, Bridget referenced it a little bit with Michael J. Fox in there and Charlie McAvoy and a whole hell of a lot of makeup playing his future self.
Oh my God.
I feel like we gotta at some point like unpack this whole thing, how that came about, because I saw they posted like a behind the scenes video where he like walks out to like his family with in all the makeup and they're just like losing their minds. So
did the baby start crying?
Yeah, probably. I don't know if the baby was in there, but yeah. I'm sure that'd be like a lifetime scarring memory.
I mean, they literally got him. And when you say makeup doesn't even do it justice what they did to him. Like, we're talking about Hollywood movie makeup, which includes prosthetics and fake wrinkles. And it's not just powder and mascara. Like, it was like he got a whole new face, essentially, to make him look like he was 100 years old. And it was quite scary. And
yeah, I don't know if you guys watch I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson, but all I could think of is the skit where he gets like all the makeup and prosthetic face done and then just is miserable because he's so hot in there and he's like, I got too much shit on me.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. They say that kind of makeup takes hours too, so I wonder how long he was sitting there. That could be, I mean, next time we see him, we got to ask him how long that took to get all done. But it was a little scary. Maybe don't show the kids. But
I will say, I thought Cam's acting performance was a little bit better in Dumb and Dumber than it was in this. But I thought Charlie's acting chops were pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, he was
maybe this will be a springboard for another role for him.
Maybe. I think number one defense first would be a good start for him, and then we'll go from there. Yeah. You know, Bridget, what did you think of the jerseys? I feel like you've been.
I feel like I always just defer to you guys.
Okay, yeah,
I always let you explain all of it. Yeah,
who needs an opinion? Who needs their own opinion? Scott likes them, so I like them.
That's not the problem. I wish I was as into it as you guys. You guys aren't as into stuff I like sometimes, like One Direction and Harry Styles, and I'm not quite as into, you know, the fashion, I guess. I do like what they look like. I'm just not, I just don't have huge opinions either way on it.
Can I just say this too? And it wasn't really out there very much, but you see it here and there. When people just say, oh, Who gives a shit? They need the roster needs to be better. It's like, yeah, listen, we all know the roster needs to be better. Like I said, this has been in the works for about 5 years, probably. So long before the Bruins knew they're going to be fifth last in the league last year. But if you're somebody out there who doesn't think the aesthetics of a sport play into a fan's enjoyment of it, I think you should probably lighten up just a little bit. Like, one team wins a championship every year in every sport. Like, Uniforms are part of the fan experience, just as is arenas. And I mean, if none of those intangibles matter, like, then you just focus on the results of winning. It's like, that's kind of, I mean, that's not, that's just my opinion. I think you should enjoy all of it.
Can I?
And like, it's also, it's a good time for the Bruins to rebrand and change jerseys, because usually you don't do it in like the middle of a successful era, right? Like, the Patriots are never going to change jerseys while they had Tom Brady. You know, they'd introduce an alternate here and there, but it took Brady leaving before they, over a couple of years, morphed into the uniforms they have now, which I think are a slight upgrade, but still not very good. But we're not doing Patriots fashion segments.
Yeah, what the heck is it?
But like the Bruins, it's like, yeah, they're clearly transitioning into a new era. I think ideally, maybe you would have rolled these out last year after the centennial season, so you didn't have that kind of awkward, like, one season back to the other jerseys. But nonetheless, like, this is a new era of Bruins hockey, and in introducing a new uniform and a new look, like, it's a good time for it. And again, can't say it enough, like, they are an upgrade. I liked the jerseys from this most recent era. These are even better.
I'm really mad I didn't introduce this segment like this. Fashion.
She says she's not into fashion. If you're not watching YouTube, she's wearing her sunglasses.
And I can't see anything. I do have a question for you, both of you. All right. This popped into my head mostly because I was thinking Ryan's obviously going to get one of these. If you're a fan and you want to get one of these and you want it to be Charlie McAvoy or David Pastrnak, those are two of your favorite players, do you wait and see if one comes out with a C on it?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not sure when that's going to be.
Can you buy them now?
Yeah, you can at least order them now. I don't know when they're getting delivered, but
look, they have like these, they have A's on these ones. Like, do you wait and see if, you know, say you're Pastrnak fan and you're like hoping he gets a C, or you're worried, you know, you bought the one with the A but he's gonna get the C, and that's all.
Maybe the one with the A is more of the novel one, because it could be worth more in time. Remember that short amount of time where they had that jersey and you didn't have the C on it,
you know? Before, what I mean? The season,
everyone's gonna have the C jersey pretty soon, so you might as well be the one to have the A jersey before it turns into a C.
Or you're gonna be like cutting it off and like sewing on.
Brian's waiting to see what letter Husnadinov gets.
Well, I wasn't gonna say it, but you know. Let the record show, I never bring him up on the podcast or Wallstrom. So for those who think I'm always talking about, I'm not. But in any event, I'm thinking Tuesday gets the Russian K, like they did in the
backwards K.
Yeah, the backwards K. Yeah.
But Bridget, actually, it is a good. Good that you brought up the letters, because I had a bunch of people ask me on Twitter and I did respond there, but I think some people are jumping to the conclusion that this means they're not going to have a C because Pastrnak and McAvoy are both wearing the A in these photos, which I would say don't assume that, because we've been told and have thought all along that whatever they decide in the captaincy, it's going to be decided closer to the season. So do not take this as like they already decided they're just going to be co-alternate captains. One of them may very well still end up with a C come September.
Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, and Marshawn, they didn't announce his C until when? Was it during?
During training camp. And it was the same with Bergeron, actually.
Yeah. So that's still a ways away. A few of the other things that I had mentioned off the top that are this week have either just happened or about to happen, though. We're about to hit the draft, obviously. That's Friday. The Bruins picking 7th overall. Obviously, we've talked about it ad nauseum, and we will continue to on this podcast because this is going to be our mock draft, our last mock draft until the actual draft, and we can actually react. And Scott and I will be at Bruins headquarters on Friday night because this is a different format. They're doing GMs are in their hometowns, and rather than all of them being on the floor in LA, or, you know, which I wonder, and I wanted to ask Sweeney this today, like, does that hinder, like, is that something they like, don't like to be separated? I think part of it helps them with a little bit of, like, people not being able to watch everything that they're doing, if you know what I mean, like when they're all on the floor and everybody's watching. Anyway,
My understanding is, like, teams went into this thinking they were going to like it, and now as they've built towards it, the consensus seems to be that more of them liked it the old way, and this may very well turn out to be a one-year departure before they go back to a centralized draft next year.
Yeah.
I wonder why they would have thought they would have liked the remote part better. I feel like it's good to be around peers and have interpersonal conversations on the draft floor.
So I actually think the biggest thing they can adjust this while still going back to a centralized location. The biggest thing they didn't like was the compact travel, where you're going to the draft. You have the draft Friday and Saturday, and then in a lot of cases you're flying home like the next, and you have like a 1 or 2 day turnaround before development camp in the start of free agency. And so they didn't. I think they disliked the schedule more than traveling to the draft, if that makes sense. Like, I think what they would love is, like, have the draft and then have 5 or 6 days until free agency starts. Like, time to get everyone back into their own buildings and go through everything. Whereas I think a lot of them just feel like it's a kind of like a very rushed 3 or 4 day span right now with everything happening at once.
So I guess we'll find out on Friday, but so what's it going to be like? What's the player experience going to be like when they get drafted? Are they going to, who's going to meet them with the team jersey? Are they walking across the stage? Are they taking a picture by themselves? How's this all working?
So my understanding is there's still going to be some sort of representative from each team. And I think that's kind of been left up to the teams. Like, is that someone from your front office? Is it your coach? Is it a former player? Is it a celebrity fan? Like, someone's going to be there, like, announcing the pick and then greeting the new player on stage. And I know, like, the Bruins are going to have PR people there. So, you know, it's going to be someone, like, coordinating with them. But yeah, I don't know how many people, like, it might just be like 1 or 2 people from each team.
Yeah. And I know that we have access to the players via Zoom after they're drafted. So all of our interviews are going to be remotely because we're going to be in Boston too.